on Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. IPAC challenges UPND to deal with unruly cadres. Economist says prices of goods and services likely to gradually reduce. In international news, Nigeria ex-minister on the run arrested after jail sentence. And in sports, Chipolopolo drawn alongside Algeria, Togo and Burundi in race for 2027 AFCON. And now the news in detail. President Haga Indehijilema has warned that electoral lawlessness will not be tolerated in Zambia, saying all perpetrators, regardless of political affiliation or status, will face the full force of the law. He says his position on maintaining law and order remains firm and unchanged. President Hichilema says scenes circulating on social media showing individuals attempting to block lawful nomination processes are unacceptable, undemocratic, and a clear violation of the rule of law. He has since called on law enforcement agencies to move in swiftly and professionally to arrest those responsible, stressing that Zambia is governed by laws and not intimidation, violence, or mob action. The head of state has further warned that those who test the government's resolve to maintain peace and order will face firm and decisive action, saying the state will not tolerate any form of electoral violence or disorder. Now, this is according to a Facebook post on the president's official page, monitored by One Love Radio News. Now, earlier, cadres, some in UPND regalia, tried to block Honorable Gary Nkombo from filing in his nomination at the Mazapuka Municipal Council. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has challenged the UPND administration to deal with cadres seen in videos intimidating independent candidates filing in nominations. In a statement, IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ingoma expressed concern over the disturbing behavior of certain cadres who have been blocking and intimidating individuals seeking to participate in the 2026 general elections as independent candidates. Mr. Ngoma says the conduct is not only unlawful, but also fundamentally undemocratic, as it undermines the very spirit of the Constitution and threatens the integrity of the electoral process. He has reminded that the Constitution of Zambia does not prohibit any citizen from standing as an independent candidate.
The scenes that unfolded in Mazabuka and Choma, where individuals suspected to be UPND cadres engaged in acts of intimidation and obstruction, paints a very negative picture of our democracy. Such behavior sends a long signal both to our friends, to our citizens, and to the international community. This is unacceptable in a country that prides itself on democratic governance and constitutional order. We therefore appeal to the leadership of the United Party for National Development, UPND, to take immediate and decisive action to address this thuggery behavior of its cadres. Leadership must be demonstrated not only in words but in deeds. Allowing cadres to intimidate potential candidates is a betrayal of the democratic principles and risk eroding public trust in the ruling party's commitment to free and fair elections. We also call upon the Zambia Police Command to adhere strictly to the directives of President Haga Indehichilema, who has made it clear that anyone attempting to bring confusion or violence in the electoral process must be arrested. The police must act impartially without fear or favor.
The Mansa Municipal Council has announced the release of over 5.5 million kwacha under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund CDF grants component for Bahati and Mansa Central constituencies. A total of 276 groups and cooperatives have benefited from the program. The council says the funds have been approved by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development through the Lwapula Provincial Local Government Office in line with the CDF Act No. 1 of 2024. Mansa Municipal Council Public Relations Officer Joe Norman Kashi says the supported projects include livestock rearing, maize production, village banking, agribusiness, gardening, milling, mobile communication businesses, and stationery supply businesses, among others. The council says the initiative is expected to improve household incomes, create jobs, reduce poverty and strengthen local economic activities, especially among youths and women. The council has since urged beneficiaries to use the funds responsibly and encouraged other community members to form cooperatives to access future CDF opportunities, saying the program is aimed at promoting inclusive development and economic empowerment. Now, economists say prices of goods and services are likely to gradually reduce if the macroeconomic indicators remain stable, but note that it is unlikely for prices to return to previous levels. Speaking to One Love Radio News, economist Trevor Hambai says prices of goods and services cannot return to the previous ranges due to inflation and the rising cost of doing business. Mr. Hambai notes that the impact of the recent economic improvements has not yet trickled down to the masses because the pace at which benefits are reaching consumers is slower than the rate at which the economy was previously worsening. He says the economy has recently shown signs of improvement as prices are no longer increasing at the same rate as before, adding that current prices of goods and services are now moving in line with macroeconomic indicators.
For the government to be able to think that the prices will come to the level where they want is a very difficult situation. Prices are determined by macroeconomic indicators. We have seen a reduction in that essence. The growth in the economy has not yet trickled down to the masses. So in essence, the benefits of the growth of the economy have not yet started to trickle down to the masses because the rate at which they are falling, the benefits are coming, is still lower than the rate at which they grew. So in essence, yes, the economy has improved, but the trickle-down effect has not yet registered with the ordinary person because the cost of living is still high.
Permanent Secretary for Technical Services at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, has said Zambia's successful debt restructuring program has created significant fiscal space that has enabled government to channel resources towards critical economic social sectors, including health, education, and community development. Dr. Lishimpi says the debt restructuring process has resulted in substantial savings, which government has strategically redirected to programs aimed at improving the well-being of citizens and accelerating national development. He noted that among the key gains realized are the expansion of free education, enhancement of the school feeding program, increased support towards the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, and the scaling up of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to support grassroots development initiatives across the country in order for Zambia to achieve universal access to public services, including health. He says Zambia has increased funding to the health sector from 1.6 billion in 2021 to 26 billion kwacha in 2026. He says the medicine budget has also increased from 4.9 billion in 2025 to 6.4 billion kwacha in 2026. The permanent secretary says CDF also increased from 1.6 million per year per constituency in 2021 to 40 million kwacha per year per constituency in 2020.